Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you all to the Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited, hosted by Ambit Capital. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Ambit Capital, I welcome you all to the fourth quarter and FY25 earnings call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. Today, we have with us, from the management side, Mr. Arun Kothari, Managing Director, Mr. Dhruv Patel, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Kunal Bubna, CFO of the company. We will have the opening remarks from the management initially, and after that, we'll have a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Arun, sir.
Good evening, and warm welcome to everyone on the Q4 and FY25 earnings call for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. I have been joined by Mr. Kunal Bubna, CFO, and our IR team and our investor relations advisor. We have uploaded our Q4 FY25 investor presentation on stock exchanges and company's website, and I hope you had an opportunity to go through the same. Before we begin, I would like to point out on two important development in the company recently. We are proud to share that we have recently secured a major order worth rupees 190 crores from India's leading integrated power plant equipment manufacturer. The order is for stainless steel seamless boiler tubes to be used in the series of supercritical and subcritical thermal power projects. The project is expected to be executed progressively over the next 12-15 months. This is a landmark order for the company, not only because of its size, but also because it reflects our growing technical capability. We are confident that with our capabilities and strong execution records, we will be able to secure similar large-scale orders more frequently in the near future. Secondly, we have also achieved a significant milestone with the commencement of operation for 3,600 metric tons per annum of value-added welded tubes. This marks our official entry into the value-added product segment, aligning with our long-term strategy to diversify our offering and move up the value chain. Now, I would like to throw some light on the economic front. The global macro environment continues to navigate a period of uncertainty marked by geopolitical tensions, inflationary pressure, and shifting trade dynamics. Conflicts in Eastern Europe, coupled with strategic realignment of supply chain and de-globalization, is picking up, pace led by the United States, have contributed to a fragmented global trade environment. While GDP growth in advanced economy has moderated, there are signs of stabilization as inflation eases and monetary policy gradually normalize. India, too, witnessed a slowdown, particularly in the first half of the year, due to election and muted private sector investment. However, signs of recovery are emerging, with leading indicators suggesting a gradual pickup in the industrial activity and infrastructure spending. The government continued focus on manufacturing through the PLI scheme, and FTA is expected to support domestic growth in the long term. As we look ahead in FY26, the outlook remains cautiously optimistic, dependent on geopolitical stability, consumer confidence, and sustained policy support. On the company front, FY25 has been a strong year for us. Our total revenue grew by 19.5%, reaching to rupees 958.5 crores, compared to 802.2 crores in the FY24. The growth was mainly driven by steady flow of new orders, supported by our efforts to enter into new geography and expand our customer base. we focus on growing our reach across geographies, which help us tap into fresh demand and strengthen our position. A key highlight for the year has been the sharp rise in our export business. Export revenue grew more than three times from rupees 98.7 crores in FY 2024 to rupees 338 crores in FY 2025. Out of this, rupees 1,125 crores came in the fourth quarter alone. Exports made up about 35% of our total revenue for the year. This strong performance, despite global uncertainties, shows the growing demand for our products overseas, wider acceptance of our quality, and the benefits of expanding our product range. We continue to engage with dealers and build relationships, along with increasing brand visibility with initiatives such as participation in trade fairs and other events. Domestic sales continue to face some pressure during the year due to subdued capital expenditures from both the private and government sectors. However, with several new orders win in the domestic market, we remain optimistic about growth in FY 2026 and beyond. Our confidence is further strengthened by our growing market share, particularly as we continue to gain ground over unorganized players. Looking at our product segments, seamless pipe contributed rupees 543 crores, growing by 18%, and welded pipe business contributed rupees 350 crores in revenue, growing by 12% on a year-on-year basis. On the volume side, we achieved 17% growth, with welded pipes growing by 10% and seamless pipe 25%, with overall capacity utilization at approximately 70% on FY 2025 basis. This indicates healthy demand and leaves room for further growth. With continued focus on expanding market, improving efficiency, and offering some more value-added products, we are optimistic about maintaining this momentum in FY 2026. Our industry-wide mix continues to remain strong, with steady supplies to key customers across sectors such as chemical engineering, pharmaceuticals, food processing, and oil and gas. In addition, we are seeing growing interest from industries that require high-performance materials for critical applications, including nuclear, renewable energy, semiconductors, power, and others. These sectors offer exciting opportunities for long-term growth. Currently, our order book stands strong at approximately 575 crores, reflecting a healthy pipeline and continuous customer service confidence. Now, I would like to highlight some key business initiatives undertaken by the company this year. During the year, we placed strong emphasis on two key areas: bringing in experienced talent from the industry and expanding our product portfolio. The recruitment of key manpower is our strategic initiative and strengthening our market position. Over the past few years, we have consistently invested in building a strong team, which is reflected in the increase in our manpower costs. These investments are intentional and strategic. We firmly believe that the talent we have brought will significantly enhance our capabilities, helping us gain market share and drive profitable growth over the long term. On the product portfolio front, we announced a CapEx plan in February 2024 to support our next phase of growth. During the year, we began the groundwork for this expansion and are currently in the process of completing it. We expect to commence commercial production of our value-added product portfolio in FY 2026. A key part of this expansion includes the addition of fittings, which will position us among the select few players in the industry offering comprehensive piping solutions. This strategic move will not only strengthen our product offering but also deepen our value proposition for customers across industries. Now, moving forward, as part of our long-term growth strategy, we are focusing on three key areas to build up our market position and build a more resilient business. We are working to establish a deeper relationship with strategic customers in Europe, Middle East, Africa, and US market, while also exploring new regions for growth. At the same time, our well-established domestic presence ensures that we are well-positioned to mitigate any global uncertainties. This balanced approach between domestic and international market provides us with a strong platform to manage risk and capture growth opportunities globally. We are gearing up to launch a range of value-added products, including fitting and high-grade pipes, tubes in FY26. This will be an important milestone in our product strategy and will give us a competitive edge in an industry where differentiation and quality are increasingly important. We are making focused efforts to expand our presence in critical industries such as nuclear energy, renewables, power, and semiconductors. These sectors have stringent quality and approval standards, making it challenging for most players to enter. However, thanks to our strong customer relationship, proven track record, and commitment to quality, we are confident in our ability to secure orders and build long-term partnerships with companies operating in these high-value segments. As we reflect on FY25, the year marked a key point in our growth journey, driven by strategic investment in product diversification, talent acquisition, and market expansion. Despite global and domestic challenges, we delivered robust performance, entered high-potential sector, and laid the foundation for our next phase of growth. With a sharp focus on value-added products, deeper penetration into critical industries, and expanding presence across global markets, we are well-positioned to build on this momentum. The recent order wins and our growing capability give us strong confidence as we look ahead. As we enter FY26, we do so with cautious optimism, a clear strategic direction, and a commitment to delivering long-term sustainable value for all stakeholders. With this, I hand over to Mr. Kumar Bubna, our CFO, for financial highlights for FY25.
Good evening, everyone. We are pleased to say that our company has delivered a steady and resilient performance in Q4 and FY25, achieving growth across all key financial metrics, revenue, EBITDA, and PAT, despite a challenging external environment. On the revenue performance side, revenue from operation for Q4 FY25 stood at Rs. 258.1 crore compared to Rs. 224.1 crore in Q4 FY24, reflecting a 15% year-on-year growth. For FY25, revenue grew by stronger 19%, reaching Rs. 958.5 crore, supported by a blended volume growth of 17% across both welded and seamless pipe. Q4 revenue mix 35% from welded pipe, 59% from seamless pipe, and 6% from others. And FY25 revenue mix was 36% from welded pipe, 57% from seamless, and 7% from others. Segment-wise growth year-on-year, seamless segment revenue growth grew by 22% in Q4 FY25 and 18% for FY25. Welded segment revenue rose 1% in Q4 FY25 and 12% for FY25. On the EBITDA front, EBITDA for Q4 FY25 stood at Rs. 41.6 crore compared to Rs. 45 crore in Q4 FY24. EBITDA margin for the quarter was 16.1%. And also EBITDA for Q3 FY25 was 37.13 crores. For FY25, EBITDA grew 14.6%, reaching Rs. 167.6 crore with a margin of 17.5%. On the PAT front, PAT for Q4 FY25 was 23.7 crore compared to Rs. 25 crore in Q4 FY24 with a margin of 9.2%. For the full year, PAT grew 8.1% year-on-year to Rs. 92.9 crore with a margin of 9.7%. In closing, we are optimistic about the journey ahead and we remain fully committed to sustainable, profitable growth. With a clear strategy in place, ongoing investment in product expansion, and a sharp focus on operational excellence, we are excited to elevate the Venus brand further and set new benchmark in the stainless steel pipes industry. With this, I would like to open the floor for Q&A round.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Amit Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the basic numbers. So I have a question that, first question is that our top line is increased by 20% year on year, but our other expenses are increased by 95% and finance costs increased by 56% and employee costs increased by 70% Y on Y. So could you please throw some light on these?
Yeah, so primarily if you see, as we have backward integrated ourselves on the side of seamless, so primarily the entire 100 ton, substantial portion of that is fully backward integration. In our earlier year, we were not fully backward integrated. Apart from that, we have also started manufacturing higher sizes of welded pipe and all. So if you see, even in the last quarter also, it was in the range of more than 60% other expenses that had been taken together. And we have been telling that we have invested substantial portion of our resources towards manpower because this cost will definitely result in going forward. But if you see on a blended basis, welded and seamless taken together, other expenses plus employee cost should be in the range of 16 to 18%.
Okay, and what is the volume produced in FY25 for both seamless and welded, and what is the EBITDA per ton for both of these?
We don't give EBITDA on an individual basis, but on a blended basis, it was near to 65 rupees, sort of 64, 65 rupees per kg. And as you said, from the last year, the volume growth was on a blended basis of 17. And for individual product, it was 25% on the side of seamless and 10% on the side of welded.
So is it possible to provide the volume produced in the...
On a total basis, it was around 26,000 ton on a total basis.
26,000 ton. And if you could provide the bifurcation between seamless and welded?
It's not, we don't provide a such bifurcation, but we are providing you the increase in percentage by 25 and 10. Seamless 25 and welded 10%.
Okay, and what is the guidance for next 2-3 financial years in top line and EBITDA, both top line and EBITDA?
On the side of top line, the expansion for the value-added welded tubes had already been done in the month of May, and the other projects are underway, and we believe key before the end of this March 26, all the projects will start what we are targeting internally. And with all this capacity coming into play, we believe key for each year, FY26 and 27, it should be a growth of, on a top line basis, around 20%, more than 20% sort of number. And on the side of EBITDA, on a margin basis, just a indicative number you can take between 16 to 18%.
Okay, thank you and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. The first question was on the domestic business. So, you know, while you have done exceptionally well on the export side, I think FY25 in general has been impacted on the domestic side. So just wanted to, you know, get your thoughts as to how that turns out in FY26, right? Are you seeing any green shoots? And if you could also provide us with the order book of the same, of the entire, you know, next 2-3 months, 4 months, whatever data you could.
So, if you see, Dhruvji, primarily, definitely the domestic, there had been subdued. That's why, but it was also a strategy on the part of the company to elevate their export. What we have been telling since starting, because we want to diversify and go across geographies or to keep ourselves restricted to India. So that was the strategy, and we succeeded in driving our export. But again, worth to mention that there was also subdued domestic demand. But recently, you must have seen that we have received a substantial amount of domestic order, so which also shows that there is a good amount of further demand from power and other sector in the going forward quarter. Hello, you can hear me. So those demands from those sectors seem to be coming up, and a lot of demand. There can be demand from desalination, ETP, effluent generation, and STP type of plants and all. There we are also envisaging demand going forward. And if you see from the mix perspective, definitely we have pressure on 35 on the side of export and balance on the side of domestic. But we leakage ratio should be maintained in the coming year to come. The intent is above 30% on the side of export, and all depend on the order, then fly order can increase further, but depend on the margins and other factors. And on the side of order book, it's roughly 570 crore of order book currently, which is more or less split between 40% roughly on the side of export and balance on the side of domestic.
So if I strip off the 200 crore worth of order, that's basically 370 crores for the next 3 or 4 months, right? If I'm
absolutely, yes. Okay. Well, it will take more than 4 months sort of.
Okay, that's the point. That's the point. And sir, your second question was on the capex, right? So obviously FY26, we are going to see a lot of capex coming in from Venus Pipes. Just wanted to understand on a blended utilization basis, what is the number that you expect to end at the end of FY26 across both
capex? Yeah, definitely on the side of, it should be blended basically, it should be around 80% sort of number what we should be able to achieve. And primarily more than 85-90% on the side of seamless.
So this you are talking from, if I am not wrong, about 42,600 capacity, right?
Yes, but those capacity will come in phases over a period of time. So that need to be factored into, because the entire capacity will not be available on the very start of April 2025. So I am taking those under consideration while mentioning my figure.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Radha from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was with respect to the boiler tubes order of 190 crores, so which is for the supply to thermal power plant. So can there also be an opportunity in future for supplying similar tubes for nuclear and solar power plants? And if yes, then will we need further customer approvals for separate quality approvals for these products?
See, we have been supplying to this sector which you have mentioned. But again, see, there are individual clients who sometimes have their own quality norms. Apart from your current approval, you need to be approved by us. So we keep on doing that. And we are qualifying for many of the projects what you have mentioned. But there are sometimes a specific requirement that need to be approved also. And again, on the side of this boiler tubing and all, there are few further tenders to be placed by those bodies in the recent future, where we will again be participating, and again also we can also be on that front. There is a possibility also.
So, would you by any chance have the bid book for these boiler tubes?
No, we don't have, because see, it's not come on a. It's a, they are spending up across quarters and half yearly basis. But we see it's a good amount of substantially. Of the seamless demand of in the coming three years, it should be quite significant one, we believe.
And margins would be in the similar range, 16-18% or higher?
If you take standalone in seamless pipe, the margins are higher. But what is the margin what we earn currently? It is in the similar margin what we earn for seamless currently.
So just for this product, sir, margins?
Ah, definitely what we earn for seamless. In the same range.
Okay. And the third is it mandatory to have a mother hollow to be able to qualify for supplying these boiler tubes? And in terms of technology, piercing versus extrusion, is there any customer preference by the customer for being able to supply boiler tubes?
If you see the preference, can be there by the end customer, but this order itself proved that key for supplying it a series of supercritical and subcritical, if piercing technology accepted, that give a good amount of confidence to, should give a good amount of everyone that piercing is widely accepted in many of the areas. But again, sometimes there are few customers who specifically meant on saying that it should not be from piercing, it should not be from extrusion, that can be there.
And is it mandatory to have mother hollow, sir?
primarily not as a specific we thought, but we believe ki they generally prefer those people who have mother home, because the entire value chain can be inspected at that facility.
Is there any player who is not having mother hollow and have won the order of BoroTube?
For I'm not.
I was saying that is there any player?
Sir, our player. Just a minute. Are there in the current order what they
what we heard, they have generally not placed an order, he is not having mother alone.
Okay, currently if no mother alone, then we will get an approval.
Yeah, generally what we have heard till now.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So thank you for the opportunity. So I have a few questions related to exports. Now, so sir, we have done quite well in the last two quarters. So can you highlight, where are we exporting to, and what sort of efforts have we put to, have a crack on exports?
So primarily the reason had been which used to be earlier only European country on a predominant basis. For the last year it is Europe, USA and Middle East and African countries. So it's a mixed bag which is coming from. Definitely the predominant area is European, US and balance are Middle East, African and African countries. The efforts have been wide open. We have been participating in all the fair. We have senior people working in many of these geographies where we have been supplying, and we have all the many of the SKUs to be offered to the end customers, and the quality is up to the standard what they require. These all taken in a mix as that help us to grow our export in all the geographies.
Okay. Got it. Sir, and in terms of margins for these products, would it be similar to the domestic business or would it be like lower or higher?
Sort of similar. Sometimes there are few orders where you had a higher margin also. But if you see on a blend, it is similar.
Okay. And sir, basically I wanted to understand when we do make this this sale, so do we do it to directly the end consumer or do we directed through a dealer distributor, and so basically what sort of channel do we use for the exports market?
Primarily
to an EPC player.
So primarily in Europe and US it's to the dealer and distributor only. They in turn supply to the end industry.
Okay, so in Middle East and African countries you directly supply to the end consumer.
Yeah, in Middle East and all the approvals are received from the end customer, but the supplies are made to the orders are placed by the generally by the EPC contractors, and there are few cases where it differ also.
Right, I get it. Fair enough. So those are my questions for now. Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my end. One is on your margin guidance. I am sorry I joined a bit later, but what I understand is it stands at 16% to 18%. Just wanted to understand a couple of things here. This year we probably will have increase in value added product also, which you have recently launched. Plus if I look at your current margins or for the entire year as a whole also, your margins stood at about 17.5% odd. Then what is the reason for margins stood at about 16% to 18% odd in case we can get some clarity here?
You're great from a perspective. Few more value added products and then started, and few more will be started in coming quarter to come. But again, we need to also see ki, the portion of welded will also be increasing, which is generally a low margin as compared to seamless. So keeping all the factor under factor in mind, we believe those margins should be achieved by us in coming forward years.
Understood. And anything that you can talk about the weakness in the welded side, where is it coming from?
It's a mixed bag. First, being key, we have not been supplying welded in the overseas market, which we started over the past few quarters. So, a bit of for penetrating those reasons, we have been, the margins have been affected. A bit of competition intensity is also there, which is also affected. But in going forward, years to come, because of the evaluated and more of Google's under considerations, we believe the those margins will improve further.
Understood. And anything on the, anything on the growth forecast front? I don't know if you've actually mentioned it, that, you know, what could be the welded as well as seamless volume growth for the coming year? Some visibility here?
Yeah, on a blended basis, we see a growth of around 20% for the coming year.
Understood. Thanks, Kunal, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So just a question on, the domestic competitive intensity. So, there were some talks of competitors also planning to go into seamless pipes by a couple of companies. So, are we seeing any progress on that, or mostly it takes some time for them to get approvals and start manufacturing seamless pipes?
Yeah, definitely a few of the competition would be coming and a few are in the process. But again, as we always say, it's an approval even business, so they should everybody should be requiring the requisite approval for getting supply to the end customer or non-key customers. And further, we as a company are working towards, you can see, evaluated products which will help us to grow with that. So we are trying and also working on many of the geographies and many of the sectors so that those intensity can be reduced to the maximum possible what we as a company can do.
Sure. And also in terms of the tariff scenario that is playing out, so is there any advantage for from Indian companies with respect to exports compared to some of the other countries like say China or any other exporting countries?
Definitely it can be, because what we are seeing in case of USA, they may be hefty. Apart is already a good amount of duties are there on China when they export to USA as compared to India. But again, if it is further increased, definitely we believe it should help. But again, those scenarios are not very clear because it's changing every day or every week. So it's very tough to predict those things currently.
Sure. And also just on, when do you expect domestic markets to start recovering, maybe in a couple of quarters, or how long do you think it will take to recover?
If you see this current order book, what we have seen, it's from a domestic one only. So that only show there is improvement, or from a company perspective, we see those improvement. Again, further few more quotations or acceptors are missing from the right number of end industry. So we see those pickup has started, and few more demand in those sectors in coming forward quarters. So we see there should be, coming year should be good from the domestic perspective.
So lastly, I know you mentioned what is the CapEx guidance for FY26, 27, if you can just give us?
For the current FY26, it should be around 120 odd crores.
Okay, and FY27 will be only maintenance CapEx or any growth CapEx also?
There would be some, but predominantly maintenance, but again, we are working on that. Something more is there will definitely come and update you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Mihir Damania from Fident Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I hope I'm audible. So my one question is, considering that we are very close to a new CapEx coming on board, both on the newer products, the value-added pipes and the fittings, do we have a timeline of how we are looking to execute the newer product? Have we started feeding the newer product to clients? And is there a bit more color on how far are we in terms of winning newer orders and utilizing these CapEx?
On the side of the current welded value added product what we have started currently, we are definitely working with a number of clients. So those inspections, those product approvals are already in place. So we as a company are working on that, and it will sooner or later those selling of that will also start. And for the newer CapEx, definitely not any such approval, because on the side of seamless tubing, we are currently also supplying to them, many of them. But again, when you add a capacity, you try to absorb those high value added product more in the system. So those approval for on the side of seamless is already in place. And further fittings and all those approvals would be required. Not much for fitting, we have not as such started any specific approval. As and when we come up near to our start of the project, we will start those things.
Okay, got it. So but would you assume that this would take like a couple of 2 to 3 years to kind of fully utilize these plans?
No, on the side of seamless, we are quite confident that we would be able to achieve a greater amount of utilization in the next year. On the side of welded also, a substantial portion would be utilized in coming years and 1 or 2 years. On the side of fitting, definitely those will start, it will take some time, but again, 1-2 years, we will, post start of that, we will be able to utilize substantial portion of that.
Got it. And just one more update. So currently, the USA tariffs, we are not really impacted by the USA tariffs, because I think we were earlier so the earlier tariff for our product still stands. We do not have any incremental duty charge as such.
You are right. The tariff remains the same for India as compared to what it was earlier. So we, as a company or as a country, we are not affected on our product side.
Got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Just one question. Are there any specific approvals for our global supplies that we are scouting over the next 6 to 12 months?
Definitely, yes. In a few of the countries in Southeast Asia and others where we are working, there are a few specific approvals which are required. We are working for all of them. And it seems case will be keep on adding those in each quarter to come. And in few of the cases, we can directly supply because we have been supplying there.
Right. Sir, would it be possible for you to basically mention what all specific approvals we are looking for, and are there any product process changes that we are already doing, or where are we on the process on the approvals with a few names?
giving a specific name is, I think it's not currently would be right, because those are competitive information, but change of process and all are generally not, because it's a process what we currently follow, the process in the same, there can be some testing methodology, there can be some approval methodology and inspection methodology which can change, but not the process which changes with that. It can be change of grades, it can be change of some other things, but not on the process in the same.
Sure. And sir, last question. The guidance that you have indicated, is it contingent to any of these approvals? I would presume no.
Yes, definitely not as such. We work on many of other approvals and we are also having. So it is not contingent on that.
Sure. Thank you so much. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Hina Vora from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question was around the welded piece, basically. Just a clarification, you mentioned that the weakness this year was because of course, domestic being weak, domestic demand, competition coming up, and also some sort of delay in approval.
Can you repeat? I'm unable to get you.
Yeah, sorry, just a minute. So my question was around the welded piece. So, just wanted a clarification. Earlier, you mentioned that the volume growth that we saw this year was because of weak domestic demand, rise in competition, and also some delay in approval?
Not delayed approval. I said it was more on the side of penetration than geographies where we were not there earlier.
Okay. So just wanted to understand for the year to come, is there an export angle to this in case, domestic takes a few more quarters to revive?
See, we currently have around, if you see the annual, it was around 35% on the export side. So, and we currently have an order book also near to that or more than that. So, so we believe we will be able to continue like that. And again, if there are a slowdown in domestic demand further, so we will take a definitely, we will try to increase our piece on the side of export. But again, as we said, we already have a good domestic order book also keeping this new order in hand. So we should be able to maintain the guidance what we are currently saying to you all.
Okay, understood. Sure, sir. Yeah, that was the only question. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So I had a question more on, what our future holds. Basically, we are making an effort to, move towards value-added products and add more and more grades into our, kitty. But, beyond stainless steel and, fittings, like, do we have any product in mind that we would want to, foray into, like, post maybe 2 or 3 years down the line, considering that there's a lot of competition as well in the stainless steel segment, both in seamless and welded?
See, primarily, see, as a company, the team which keep on working on other value-added and other products which we can add in our kitty. But again, these all workings are along with the current expansion what is going on. But as and when we come up with a specific plans or when we have internally finalized those, definitely we'll come and tell us. But we definitely, as a company, keep on working on that.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. So that was my question, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Radha from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you again. So my question was that the welded value-added products, so are there any other players who are making this product in the Indian market? And what is the margin delta in these products when we compare to the stainless steel welded products?
Yeah, there are, I think, a few of the manufacturing countries. I think it can be more than 2-3 manufacturers who are manufacturing that in the country. And the margin deltas generally, as and when you get those requisite approvals, it can vary to a certain extent. It can be 2% higher, 3%. It can be sort of that range, 2-5%, we can say. But after you get those requisite approval and all, those deltas are available to you.
Is it 2-5% higher margin?
On the selling price, yeah.
So, if you see the whole company, if you mentioned.
No, no, I'm saying for that specific product. For that specific
yes,
product,
sir.
I am saying. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, currently, as a company, we are doing 17-18%. So, just for this specific product, this product alone would have 2-5% higher margins. That would mean 20-23%.
No, no, no. It can't be because it's only 300-ton capacity what we are coming up with. And the capacity utilization will also vary this current year and next year. So it can't. But for example, a hypothetical example I'm taking.
Yes, sir. Optimum utilization.
But again, it is 300-ton out of my total capacity of 2,300-ton. So again, it will not increase the total percentage in that way. And again, it all depends when you get those approvals and all, when you are qualifying that, when you try to earn those higher delta by selling to them.
So who are the 2-3 other manufacturers?
Ratnamani is doing that.
Okay. So any plans you have in future to backward integrate?
Yeah,
in Dubai?
What?
Is there any plans to backward integrate into stainless steel bars?
Not currently, we have any such plan. But if something is there or if we finalize something, we'll definitely let you know.
Okay, thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we'll take the last question from the line of Sudhir, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I have only one question. What is the realization of stainless steel per ton for Venus Pipe? Hello, am I audible?
Can you repeat?
What is the realization of stainless steel per ton for Venus Pipe?
On a blended basis, it was around 340, more than 340 rupees per kg, excluding other sales.
Sorry, come again?
340 rupees per kg, excluding other sales, on a blended basis.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks.
I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. We will keep updating the investor community on a regular basis for incremental update on your company. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly contact Strategic Growth Advisor, the investor relation advisor for our company. Thank you once again.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Ambit Capital Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.